Among Walk the Talk America's partners, Arms Corps may have the most colorful history of them all, but then again, that likely happens when you have a company that's lasted for more than a century. Started in 1905 in the Philippines and expanding operations to right here to Nevada in 1985, Arms Corps offers some of the finest firearms you'll find on the market, from shotguns to 1911s, and from ammunition to a competitive shooting team, Arms Corps offers a lot. But there's something more. Arms Corps is the first manufacturer to print the free and anonymous mental health screenings link offered through Walk the Talk America's website, right there on their packaging. If you buy an Arms Corps product, you will not only see our flyer inside, but you may actually see the screenings link printed on the side of the box. Go to armscor.com, that's armscor.com, to find out more about their heritage, their products, and their competitive shooting team. We're proud and thankful to have Arms Corps as a partner.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
If you're a firearms owner, and especially if you carry concealed, we invite you to enroll in a membership with our partner, the United States Concealed Carry Association, at uscca.com. The USCCA is more than 700,000 Americans from every faith, political stance, and walk of life spanning multiple demographics. They provide life-saving education and industry-leading training, some of which comes in the form of our firearms and mental health videos that we have recently produced and which will be made available to the membership over the next 12 months. We recommend that you obtain self-defense liability insurance available through Delta Defense and the USCCA so that if you find yourself in an act of lawful self-defense, you will be prepared for what happens before, during, and after that incident. With the common mission of saving lives, Walk the Talk America is proud to partner with the USCCA and Delta Defense, and we invite you to check out all they have to offer at uscca.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Supply chains are the lifeblood of business. It's time to learn to lead in this in-demand field. The Ohio State University Fisher College of Business offers an online Master of Supply Chain Management degree. This new program builds on their reputation in supply chain management and business education. Each online class blends self-paced live learning and immersive classes. Earn your Master of Supply Chain Management degree in as little as 15 months. Visit go.osu.edu/MSCM to learn more. The Ohio State University Fisher College of Business, where principled leaders are created.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now's your chance to get the last of the Resolution Radio Blood Tees. Only a few left available before we try to do a reorder. This has been a high-selling item, and we really appreciate everyone's support in getting this shirt and showing their pride as well as showing their heritage. Nothing counts more than blood. Get yours today from Resolution Radio. Only $25 plus $5 shipping and handling. It really helps the network improve, and you really get a great product to showcase what you truly believe in. Nothing counts more than blood. Only from Resolution Radio at resolutionrdo.com. Send check, money order, or well-concealed cash to Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066. That's Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066.
You're listening to Resolution Radio.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. We are grateful to podcaster and activist Dave Gehary, who just this week completed a long live interview with National Alliance Chairman William White Williams, part of which we'll be presenting to you today. You will notice a change in audio quality after the interview's first few minutes, but pay it no mind. The interview was recorded in two parts using two different microphones. That's all. What you will hear now is a fascinating chronicle of a man's life, the radical changes he's seen in our society since his childhood in the early 1950s. His education on racial and political realities under the mentorship of some of the best thinkers and philosophers of our time, and how he has chosen to work for his people instead of his pocketbook. Listen.
Welcome, folks. This is Dave Gehary, and you're listening to the Dave Gehary Call-In Show on speakfreeradio.com. We have a great guest today, a great man, Will Williams, who heads the National Alliance, and we're going to get right into the show right now. And welcome, Will. Let the listeners know a little bit about yourself, as much or as little you want to, from starting from the beginning, when you were born, where you were born, and leading up to how you became involved in this quote-unquote movement.
I was born in 1947, before baseball was integrated, before Israel became that shitty little nation it is, and I was born in Granville County, North Carolina, just north of Raleigh. It was a small town, but a nice place to be born. Both sets of grandparents were in Oxford and worshipped at the Oxford Presbyterian Church with my aunts and uncles and cousins, and it was a white world. James Webb was from Granville County, the Webb Telescope. So he was a favorite son. We moved to Raleigh, the capital, about 40 miles away when I was five. And they were building the Josephus Daniel Jr. High School across the street from the apartment we were in. And Josephus Daniels was, he owned and ran the News and Observer newspaper, the newspaper of the state. It was Democrat back then, and he had been Secretary of the Navy in the 20s and Ambassador to Mexico under FDR in the 30s, and so that was an honor to be living across from this new school. But after the George Floyd crap 3 years ago, or whenever it was, they found out that Josephus Daniels was a racist. So they had to change the name of the school. He had the biggest house in town, and they've since torn it down because he was a racist. And
that was nice of him.
Yeah, it's crazy. Cameron Village was the largest shopping center between Washington, D.C. and Atlanta, built in the early 50s. And they had to change the name of that, too, because they found out the Cameron family, who had donated the land, were racist. So, anyway, I got out of Raleigh soon enough. I'm up here in the mountains now, where we don't have that problem of changing school names yet or anything like that. I went to all-white schools in Raleigh. Never had a black in our schools until, I think, my second year in high school. They put, let's see, that would have been 63 or something like that, the civil rights movement. And but we had never had blacks in our school, no teachers, no cafeteria workers, no janitors, anything. It was a segregated white world and a nice place to grow up. Of course, that's all changed now, like changing the name of a school. So I've been up here in the mountains for the last 32 years. When I graduated from high school, I joined the Army while I was 18, still in high school. I remember reading George Lincoln Rockwell's interview in Playboy magazine, I think it was April of 1966, and it had a profound effect on me. I said, how in the world can this man say the things he's saying, because we just didn't hear that kind of talk about race and Jews and such. But anyway, 4 years in the Army, and I just did my soldierly duties. And when I got out, went to North Carolina State University there in my hometown, Raleigh. I was, 23-year-old freshman. Had spent two tours in Vietnam and had enough of that. The campuses were tumultuous in the early 70s, kind of like they're becoming now with these protests against Israeli occupation of Palestine, Gaza. So it was a little more violent back then, and it was the anti-war movement was front and center, but it was a chance for the counterculture led by Jews. The queer movement, the feminist movement, the sex, drugs, and rock and roll just tearing down traditional values of the formerly white America, and civil rights, they kicked in big time then. And, well, things haven't really been the same since. I always enjoyed building, so I wanted to be a builder, but I had to start off at the bottom. I was an office boy in an architect's office, sharpening pencils and emptying waste baskets and, making about 2 1/4 an hour. And it was a few steps down from being a Green Beret captain. But anyway, I had to pay my dues, and I eventually learned how to draw plans. And we had clients come in, we'd design their houses, and I got to where I wanted to build. So I started a framing crew, or worked on a framing crew, and then I had my own house framing crew, and because I could read plans. And from there, I worked for a number of trim carpenters and, just learned how to build houses. Worked for an excellent custom builder who I had worked designing his houses. And it wasn't long before I got my contractor's license and my real estate broker's license, and I would buy a piece of land and or get an option on it, and then develop it, put in utilities and roads and survey it, then sell lots to people on the condition I could design and build their homes. And I was cutting out all these middlemen, but anyway, that was fun for a few years, and I had been drinking through the Army and after the war, and I was functional, but I had to quit that and concentrate on my work, which I just, I didn't read political books. I read, construction manuals and stuff like that, kind of like Dr. Pierce. Read mathematics and physics books instead of political books when he got interested in what was going on around him. Anyway, when I bumped heads with the IRS around 1983, they tried to say I owed them tens of thousands of dollars. Well, I didn't. And they sent this niggerous auditor out, and she more or less accused me of burning my house down to avoid the audit. I said, oh yeah, okay. So the fight was on. I just said, I'll never work again. Y'all won't get a nickel out of me. And I decided you either have to have a lot of money to fight them or live under the poverty level, and I chose to just live under the poverty level, which didn't bother me that much. And I started looking around at who was fighting the government.
I found The White Patriot Party was located about 30 miles from where I lived, and a fellow named Glenn Miller was running that, and he was on the local radio. I listened to him, and I couldn't believe what he was saying, talking about race and the Jews and topics you just don't hear. Funny fella was telling Glenn, says, "Look, huh? I bleed red just like you. What's your prejudice?" And Glenn said, "My mule bleeds red too, but he doesn't have the right to vote and sit on juries." Just coming up with stuff like that tickled me. So I found a way to get in contact with him. Even though he was in the papers and on the radio, even on TV, none of those print or electronic media would give his contact information. They didn't want anybody to get in touch with him.
Surprise.
Yeah. So a fellow named George Dietz up in West Virginia was putting out a lot of publications back then. And I ordered one and asked George to give me Glenn's contact information. And he just put his mailing label on a book I bought. And then I finally made contact with somebody who was fighting the government. Before you knew it, I was talking to him on the phone, and he invited me to come down to his place. And next thing I know, he'd given me a camouflage shirt and a 3x5 Confederate flag on an 11-foot closet rod. And we were marching through these little towns. And it's interesting.
What year was that, Will?
That would have been 85. And I had voted for him in 84. He ran for the Senate in North Carolina, and I voted for him. But it took another year or so before I got tied up in all that IRS mess. And by 86, I had joined Mr. Miller and started meeting a lot of new friends who were racially conscious. And then the government stepped in again and banned us, made us illegal. And I went to the trial, and I got a good close look at how whites just weren't allowed to organize for their interest. And we tried to keep going with a new successor organization, and it went under. And then the Populist Party contacted me. I had been out at the state fair handing out our newspapers, and I've made up a couple of petitions to protect our Second Amendment rights. And it was a gun show. Anyway, I got over 1,100 signatures and people's addresses on that petition. I gave a copy to the governor and a copy to both of our senators. And anyway, that impressed the fellow who was running the Populist Party. He invited me to join with him, and he made me the executive director for North Carolina. And I didn't know what the hell I was doing, but I got to meet many more racially conscious people when we'd go up to D.C. or around to some of these gatherings. And so that's more or less how I got involved in the movement, as they call it, this thing of ours.
Yeah. You mean the thing that doesn't move?
Yeah, the movement that doesn't move, yeah. Actually, it has moved a lot since those days. But I was working with Ed Fields and Willis Carto and David Duke and Tom Metzger and a lot of others that I had met in the White Patriot Party, not a lot, but a few. And we kept having the Confederate Memorial Day there on the Raleigh Capitol, State Capitol grounds, a beautiful Confederate monument there. And it was Robert E. Lee's and Stonewall Jackson's birthday, kind of in the middle of J. January when they started celebrating Martin Luther King Day, and we just had our own celebration. Did that for a couple of years, and Gary Gallo recognized what I was doing and wanted me to join with him. He was the National Democratic Front. Gary's a very smart fellow. He named me one of his directors. For some reason, I was still cheery, but I was learning. And he was a West Point graduate, Georgetown Law School graduate, and went to Europe and studied the National Front, the British Nationalist Party, and the Third Position, and all this stuff that was, I wasn't aware of it, but he was on crossfire with Pat Buchanan, and he had a bunch of law clinics around the D.C. area, and anyway, we hit it off quite well, and I was running a little weekly book club there with the remnants of our local White Patriot Party group, and Gary came down to it, and the leader of the group, I wasn't the leader, I just went to it, and he wanted me to read something out of the Bible to the group, and I said, I'm not reading that goddamn shit, and that impressed Gary to no end. He said, you need to be with me. I didn't realize it, but Christianity, I wasn't really a Christian. I'd given that up when I was about 12 years old. But Tom Metzger, I invited him to Raleigh to some gathering there with his son, John, and we hit it off. I was doing his cable access show, Race and Reason, on our local cable channel, and boy, I could write a book about that experience, but anyway.
Maybe you should.
Nah, I think I'm through writing books. But Tom said, have you heard of Ben Clausen? I said, no. He said, well, he's there in North Carolina, and this fella, Harold Covington, was in Raleigh, and he put an ad in the Spotlight newspaper using a phony name, and since it was a Raleigh address, I wrote to him, and he revealed himself to me, and he had a lot of background in National Socialism. He'd been around since the early 70s. He gave me a book, Building the Whiter and Brighter World by Ben Clausen, and I read into that book maybe halfway, and I called Tom Metzger and said, that guy Ben Clausen, I'm reading his book. And he said, well, I've got his number. Give him a call. Because it was fascinating to me because Ben Clausen was so anti-Christian and so pro-white. And tying them together, he had founded a new religion, the Church of the Creator. And so I finished reading the book, and I called him up, and he invited me to come up and visit with him, and he more or less hired me on the spot to come work with him. And I said, well, I need to get my affairs in order, but I did want to work with him and pick his brain, learn what I could from him. And I eventually went there with my girlfriend, and we lived in a nice apartment above his church, and he didn't want us living in sin, so he said, y'all need to get married. I said, well, okay. And August 8th, 1988, we got married. And anyway, I worked with him for like 15 months.
You can't forget that date.
Yeah. No, I haven't forgotten it. I told him I'd give him a year, and I stayed about 15 months. He made me his hosta primus. He had Latin titles. He was the Pontifex Maximus, and I was his hosta primus, which is first spear, more like spear catcher. but I was the editor of his paper, Racial Loyalty, so I had to start writing. I hadn't really written before, and I didn't really have anything to write about, but now I did. And I went back to the woods. I was pretty well burnt out after 15 months. My wife had left me. She couldn't take that kind of intense working at the world headquarters of hate, you know. But we're still friends to this day. I just went to the woods, found me a cabin in the woods. I had been painting portraits, and when I quit working, I started painting, and got pretty good at it. And I was raising German Shepherd dogs, hiking, reading, just re-energizing myself, doing a lot of reading. I was working some for Wilmot Robertson, Inspiration Magazine, did some covers for him, and a little writing. And I read the book Hunter by William Pierce. I said, good God, this fella, it's like he wrote this book directly to me. And I told my friend Gordon, I said, he was an alliance member. I said, I need to meet this man. And he took off from his job for a vacation, and we drove up to West Virginia and met with Dr. Pierce and stayed like 3 days and just really hitting it off. Nobody was there. I couldn't believe nobody was working with this man. His wife was there. That was it. So anyway.
Interesting. But
yeah, he gave
kind of makes sense.
Well, it's a hard job, and we're mostly idealistic volunteers. You know, we're not in it for the money. I had learned so much from Mr. Clausen that I felt like Dr. Pierce was a notch above him. I could see we needed a new religion, non-Semitic, non-Abrahamic or whatever, a Middle Eastern religion with, it's Jewish.
Right.
It's a Jewish God, Yahweh or Jehovah or Allah, whatever you want to call it. But it's mythical. It's not suitable for Europeans. We're not Middle Eastern. And I was pretty well set on that by then. And Pierce invited me to come work for him. And he'd given me Which Way Western Man, written by an old alliance member, William Gailey Simpson. It's a great book. And he gave me Best of Attack and National Vanguard, which was the chronicling of the National Alliance's history going back to around 1970, and some booklets on cosmotheism, which was the philosophy, ideology, or worldview, whatever you want to call it, a religion. I absorbed them, and then he said, you need to be up here working with me. And I've told this before, you need to be here because the Jew and his collaborators still live. I said, oh my God.
That is perfect.
You're listening to Resolution Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
In a recent interview with Clayton Morris on Redacted, U.S. Border Patrol agent turned filmmaker J.J. Carroll discussed his new documentary and the fact that prison facilities are being built in all 50 states to hold millions of political dissidents.
And there's detention facility bids to build individual detention facilities in every state in the union. And then she goes on to say to me, well, JG, who do you think they're built for? And she says, in this interview. Therefore, dissidents, American dissidents.
The FEMA camps were reported decades ago. This was never an outrageous conspiracy theory. The U.S. government has been framing American patriots as the enemy for decades. And the reason should be obvious. Those who have been in control of the U.S. government for generations have no interest in serving the people in accordance to the Constitution or otherwise. Our country is being destroyed from within, and the rule of law has been weaponized against those who defend it. Hundreds of innocent Americans have been arrested and thrown in jail because they chose to peacefully protest the 2020 stolen election. And others, such as Jeremy Brown, a Green Beret who was approached in late 2020 by federal agents trying to recruit him for the Jan 6 false flag operation, was arrested after going public with this information by the same federal agents. He was put in maximum security prison, where he remains to this day, his 1,000th day in federal prison. Hundreds of innocent Americans have been in jail for years, and several have been tortured. Much of America is okay with the fact that hundreds are rotting in jail for a peaceful protest. It's already become the norm. While it's definitely worth celebrating the release of Julian Assange, the American people have never been more divided. The Daily Mail reports that more than 40% of Americans think a new civil war will be fought within the next decade. According to one poll, more than 4 in 10 U.S. voters say the country is likely to get ripped apart in a second civil war within 5 years. And another shows that over 100 million Americans say that civil war is coming. Based on the recommendation of think tank Policy Horizons, Canada has been preparing for an American civil war, including cyber attacks and grid failures following the 2024 presidential election. The soldiers of the New World Order are not going to die easy. They are apparently willing to spark a nuclear conflict with Russia and are already writing new laws to bring back the draft.
So women have never been required to register for the draft, but that could soon change thanks to lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
Martha, good morning. The Senate version of the National Defense Authorization Act, which sets out military and national security priorities, would require women to register for selective service. It concludes, quote, "This is a necessary and fair step, making it possible to draw on the talent of a unified nation in a time of national emergency." Now, there are two different versions of this bill, one in the House, one in the Senate, so it's possible women in the draft could get dropped as lawmakers iron out the differences.
So while women may get dropped from this bill, our government is bringing back the draft while provoking a major war with Russia. They have their bunkers, and they've already jailed hundreds for protesting an election, so they'll definitely jail draft dodgers and everyone else who stands in their way, unless we unite against them. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese. Thank you for watching the latest Greg Reese Report. Be sure to go to reesereport.com to see my latest videos, sign up for my free newsletter, and subscribe for exclusive content. And be sure to support my sponsor at InfoWarsStore.com.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available: Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. 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 ResolutionRDO.com. You're listening to Resolution Radio. 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 ResolutionRDO.com.
If you die or get injured from a COVID-19 vaccine, your average payout's $3,700. These are the real stories of the vaccine injured. They were totally, completely wiped off of social media. There's been thousands of peer-reviewed medical studies. Thousands of them studying vaccine injuries. They are real. People are dying. People are having heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, and many other countries are dropping the COVID-19 vaccine and saying we shouldn't give them to children. It's time to be honest about the vaccine injured, and we need to stop allowing these COVID-19 vaccines to be given out to children.
Remember, the globalists cooked up COVID. They cooked up the poison shot. 20 plus million are dead. They were willing to do that for power and control. What else would they do? And the answer is the sky's the limit. Thomas Jefferson was once asked by a newspaper reporter. You can pull up the full interview. But the quote's famous. The reporter said, "What is the limits to which tyrants will go?" And he said, "Tyranny knows no limit. Its limit is what good men will allow. The only way that tyrants flourish is that good men do nothing."
An interesting psychological phenomenon is known as the ostrich effect, sticking your head in the sand. Maybe you're familiar with this. So many people, are rather nervous of opening their gas bill or perhaps opening the envelope with their exam results in it. So people have an aversion to discovering simple facts about what's going on around them. One needs to confront some realities and think about what to do about them. The ostrich effect will lead you to avoid doing this, and that's something we need to combat.
The limit of tyranny is what you'll put up with, because even if you have some tyrant who's bad but, you know, has some qualms, or maybe just isn't a megalomaniac and knows they can't go too far, they'll be replaced sooner or later by somebody even worse. They'll be replaced by somebody even worse. And then it gets until you have total insanity. And that's the level we're reaching now.
What this WHO international treaty that's currently being ironed out over at the UN, what is it all about?
Well, the key points are that with the support of the financial institutions, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Wellcome Trust, and the Gates Foundation, we're essentially ceding the ability to suspend all civil liberties and all of the rights associated with what we would call the Bill of Rights here in the United States, International Declaration of Human Rights. All of those can be suspended by a capricious determination that there's a public health emergency. And the minute that happens, there are no rights. In a nutshell, that's what the treaty is.
It is a sovereignty issue. So the WHO wants the right to tell us what drugs we can and can't have and how we are to manage health emergencies in the future. But by also creating this thing they call the One Health approach, which enables everything else to be wrapped up into health, it seems that the sovereignty grab is going to be greater than just health, right? If you say climate change, health is related to climate, so now we can call climate emergencies or something like that.
Americans are so sick of our corrupt government, and they're so sick of being persecuted by it, and it's saying we're the enemy because we're good, hardworking Christians or populists or capitalists. They hate us all. That we then tend to think any other government that's in opposition to them must be good. And that is not the case, ladies and gentlemen. Just because our government's hijacked and evil doesn't mean all these other governments are just these little sweetie pies that are totally perfect. And doesn't mean if we get into a war with them, they won't rain nuclear weapons down on us. So our enemy is the ruling, disconnected, out-of-control corporations. But these people can commit all these crimes, make all these mistakes, do all these terrible things, and have it swept under the rug. And so they get a feeling of infallibility. They get a feeling of invincibility. And that's what always surely leads to total destruction.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
So what I really want to ask you to do is pray for myself and the crew and my family. That's number one. I want that. I need that. It's your prayer that's doing it. That's why this surfaced. That's why this happened. I need the prayer. Then I need you to take the articles, the videos, the posts we make at Real Alex Jones, recopy them, share them, post them yourself, do whatever. Just get it out there. And I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I need you to get great products you already need. There's a bunch of sales going. DNA Force Plus that is so good for your entire body, flushes out your mitochondria and your cells with the PQQ, the CoQ10, the ELV ATP, the organic reishi, the astragalus membranous root, and even more for 50% off. Haven't done that in a while. That's amazing. Discover the power of tri-iodine, deep earth crystal iodine, X3, 40% off. Body's ultimate turmeric formula, 40% off. And Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force. We'll be right back.
Attention patriots. Tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Exactly what they're considering here, which is the question of whether a president has absolute immunity. And then there's a second question here.
The Biden lawfare circus has taken a dangerous turn for the former psychotics in chief.
So I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
Trump attorney D. John Sauer presented a moment of clarity to the power-mad deep state pawns.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it. For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts. If a president can be charged, put on trial, and imprisoned for his most controversial decisions as soon as he leaves office, that looming threat will distort the president's decision-making precisely when bold and fearless action is most needed. Every current president will face de facto blackmail and extortion by his political rivals while he is still in office. Could President George W. Bush have been sent to prison for obstructing an official proceeding or allegedly lying to Congress to induce war in Iraq?
The decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Ukraine.
Could President Obama be charged with murder for killing U.S. citizens abroad by drone strike?
But these decisions must be made, given my responsibility to protect the American people.
Could President Biden someday be charged with unlawfully inducing immigrants to enter the country illegally for his border policies?
I would, in fact, make sure that there is, we immediately surge to the border.
The original meaning of the executive vesting clause, the framers' understanding and intent, an unbroken historical tradition spanning 200 years, and policy considerations rooted in the separation of powers all counsel against it.
Meanwhile, Biden, DOJ attorney Michael Dreeben, and special counsel Jack Smith attempted to claim the Constitution does not grant presidential immunity. Of course, Dreeben, when asked if Obama could be tried for murder for the drone strikes, he has openly admitted to, argued this could not be the case.
Mr. Dreeben, are you saying that there's no immunity, presidential immunity, even for official acts?
Yes, Justice Thomas. The president, as the head of the Article II branch, can assert as applied Article II objections to criminal laws that interfere with an exclusive power possessed by the president or that prevent the president from accomplishing his constitutionally assigned functions.
Fortunately or unfortunately, there is a long-standing history of criminal activity protected by this assumed immunity. As Justice Clarence Thomas pointed out regarding the JFK-era CIA Operation Mongoose and subsequently Operation Northwoods.
Not so distant past, certain presidents have engaged in various activity, coups or operations like Operation Mongoose, and yet there were no prosecutions. Yes. Why? If what you're saying is right, it would seem that that would have been ripe for criminal prosecution of someone.
So, Justice Thomas, I think this is a central question. The reason why there have not been prior criminal prosecutions is that there were not crimes.
We're looking at a plan to blow things up on American soil and then to blame it all on Cuba.
Operation Mongoose was a multifaceted chess game played on the global stage. Covert operations took on various forms, from sabotage to propaganda campaigns. The objective was create internal dissent, sow discord, and ultimately overthrow Castro's regime.
Careful what you ask for, deep state lawfare adherents. Even a kid waving his middle finger at decrepit derelict Biden knows.
A little kid standing with his middle finger, 7 years old, 8 years old. Well, I promise it happens all the time.
The only thing separating Biden from a prison cell is his presidential immunity marinating in plausible deniability.
And I remember looking at Jim Biden and saying, how are you guys getting away with this? Like, aren't you concerned? And he looked at me and he laughed a little bit and said, plausible deniability.
He said that out loud?
Biden's legal crew may be creating a path to a doomed reconstruction of the presidential power that they serve. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.
So what I really want to ask you to do is pray for myself and the crew and my family. That's number one. I want that. I need that. It's your prayer that's doing it. That's why this surfaced. That's why this happened. I need the prayer. Then I need you to take the articles, the videos, the posts we make at Real Alex Jones, recopy them, share them, post them yourself, do whatever. Just get it out there. And I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I need you to get great products you already need. There's a bunch of sales going. DNA Force Plus is so good for your entire body. Flushes out your mitochondria and your cells with the PQQ, the CoQ10, the ELV ATP, the Organic Reishi, the Astragalus Membralis Root, and even more for 50% off. Haven't done that in a while. That's amazing. Discover the power of tri-iodine, deep earth crystal iodine, X3, 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. And Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force. We'll be right back.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. 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 ResolutionRDO.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.